brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the first day of September 2010. We're just 10 days away from the ninth anniversary of the Black Ops staged attacks of 9/11 that have been used to convert our country into a Orwellian system of oppression and control, and the controllers are just getting started. And remember, it was the Republican Party who was in power when that hoax, that black op, false flag, self-inflicted inside job operation was carried out. And Obama is controlled by the very same offshore corporate interest. And now, of course, we have the beauty queen, Sarah Palin, traveling to Iowa, basically already preparing the ground there for her run for the presidency coming up in 2011 for the 2012 election. And you better believe that Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh are going to line up in support of Sarah Palin over Congressman Ron Paul. And you just better get ready for that, Ron Paul to be attacked because he comes on this radio show, Ron Paul to be attacked because he says the CIA deals drugs, Ron Paul to be attacked because he wants to audit the private Federal Reserve and audit the Fort Knox and New York Federal Reserve gold vaults that are reportedly empty. They won't allow Congress or anybody else to look at it for more than 50 years. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking some about that today. We're going to have wide open phones here in the broadcast. And when we come back from break, I'm going to just skim over some of the news, and I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment on any issue, any news item, any question, any comment you've got for us. Just please be focused and ready to make your point so I can move to the next person quickly. I'm going to probably be at light speed today. We'll probably take at least two calls this hour. In fact, Jaron had a good idea for an Alex Jones ringtone. What was it, Jaron? Yeah, I told you I was going to go to your calls. We're going to go to your calls. Imagine that, a phone ringing saying, I told you I'm going to go to your calls. But we're going to attempt. We seldom are successful. It'll probably be a mother saying, I'm here in Austin. The CPS stole my child for no reason and didn't even put my name correctly on the form. Or somebody will call in and say, I'm here during a military checkpoint. Help me. And then they'll send us photos from their cell phone of it actually happening. And I mean, it's always crazy, but 1-800-259-9231. We'll try not to get bogged down with one caller or with my long babbling answers. 800-259-9231. As you know, I love taking calls. I don't tend to take enough of them because I really enjoy the thought-provoking questions and comments and the different directions callers take us in ideas and news articles I'd forgotten about or hadn't covered or wasn't aware of. It's always extremely informative. And a lot of times, listener emails, listener calls, listener feedback, listener news tips is what really guides and steers the direction of this syndicated radio broadcast that, by the way, is also simulcast at prisonplanet.tv. And it is your support of the radio broadcast, supporting the sponsors, buying the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, that not only gets the word out to more people, but also supports the radio show, the news sites, and everything we do. And you know, I don't make $40 million a year like Glenn Beck. I don't even make one-fortieth of that. And can you imagine if I had $40, $50 million a year to put in to this operation, what we could do? Even mainstream media yesterday wrote some news stories showing that my ratings are as high or higher than Glenn Beck's on radio stations, the internet, and that we are much, much smaller and don't have the big Fox backing that he does. We couldn't do what we do, though, without you.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert attached to your keychain is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to have wide open phones throughout the full 3 hours of transmission today. For 30 minutes in the second half of the next hour, we're going to have G. Edward Griffin, expert on the Federal Reserve, on the missing gold at Fort Knox, joining us to talk about all the strange goings-on. We have Ron Paul coming out saying not only is he going to reintroduce his legislation that passed the House, was defeated in the Senate, to audit the private run-for-profit dictators of this country, known as the Federal Reserve, but now he's going to introduce legislation to call for an audit of the gold at Fort Knox and at Federal Reserve banks in the United States, like the Bank of New York. Because for more than 50 years, they will not let anybody in to see the gold or allow an audit, even though Congress has requested it. Shows how out of control these criminals are. And so, of course, they created derivatives. Of course, they created thousands of trillions, thousands, 1,500 trillion of fake fiat instruments to buy up the real assets. Of course, they're waging war against the real economy. This is economic domination. So we'll talk to G. Edward Griffin about that. I will also get his take on this bizarre story that started breaking yesterday. And we have a detailed analysis with the graphs from mainstream news where this was evidenced. Investors spooked as glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce. And this was reported by the COMEX. This was reported by Kitco. This was reported on the live graphs on Wall Street and in the other major global stock markets and mercantiles tracking this. And so you talk about a rigged market, and this is on the heels of Bloomberg reporting gold rallying to $1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. And it goes on to report that the big bankers have decided they can't suppress gold any longer, and that the majority of the options on gold for the month of December are $1,500 an ounce. And, of course, that signifies serious illness of the country's financial standing and serious inflation and dollar devaluation down the road, monetization of debt. So I'm going to be covering that. Also, the British government, the EU, and the U.S. government have invested tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money in starting climate exchanges at the Chicago Mercantile, the Climate Carbon Exchange, at Gore and Blood, the other climate exchange in London, England, there in the City of London, within London, and with other carbon exchanges in Japan and the continent of Europe. And they would take billions of dollars of taxpayer money and give it to Al Gore, give it to Barack Obama, give it to BP, give it to ExxonMobil. There's Enron was involved at the inception of this, and that's on record. Mainstream news, not denied with Al Gore in the mid-1990s. But to cash out on those, they've just been sitting there basically gaining value after the government seed money was put in. And to really get the system rolling, they needed to then get this new derivative backed up with taxpayer money. And that's why they're hell-bent on getting all of these different carbon taxes through. Not only does it control every facet of your life, government can then basically selectively enforce on who gets taxed and who doesn't, so their cronies won't get taxed, or their cronies will get the green jobs investment money, and that turns out Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Queen of England, Prince Philip, Ted Turner. I mean, they're all heavily invested in this, Bill and Melinda Gates. So basically they just come in, take over government, and then have government mandate that everybody buy not just carbon credits from them, but also new appliances, new light bulbs, new wind turbines, new water turbine systems that they've gotten patented. The government says, you've got to buy this. This is approved. This is just one way that they run major scams on us. But the incredible news is even the United Nations new panel set up last year. Remember in November, hackers released what the media turned out, BBC, AP, Reuters, New York Times, had for at least 8 months. Thousands of pages of internal emails with the head of the UN program fixing the numbers on man-made climate change and lying and hiding the decline over the last decade, and that the increase in temperature had stopped 15 years ago and had actually been declining if you average the global temperatures together. Sure, there'll be record hot here, record cold there in the thousands of microclimates on the planet, but you've got to look at it in the aggregate sum total. There's been a marked temperature decrease in the last decade, and they knew this. And they tried to stonewall for a month, but the alternative media ran the blockade and got the information out that it was as phony as a $3 bill or as phony as an Enron Al Gore derivative. So all of that happened. All of that began to unfold. And they said, oh, it's no big deal. Ignore it. Well, they lost total credibility by stonewalling. So the United Nations created a whitewash committee. And they had several other committees in the EU and Britain that came out and said there is nothing wrong. It was all innocent mistakes. But now the UN has been forced to come out because nobody bought that and said, okay, there's a high-level inquiry into the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, found there was little evidence for its claims about global warming, and admitted, as Lord Monckton and others had said recently, that this was literally from undergraduates and media reporters' articles where they would just claim the Earth had increased by 5 degrees, they would just claim the Himalayas had melted, They would just claim that the Easter Bunny was real, you know, basically, and they go on to admit it's a total fraud. And in one day, and the Chicago Climate Exchange had already plunged by more than half, but the value they had left plunged by another 50% to a new record low yesterday. And we're watching it closely today. So we're going to get into the strange case of gold going to $3,400 yesterday. We'll also get into Senate to sneak through internet kill switch bill. So they're moving ahead with trying to block us because we're cleaning their clocks with the internet, the alternative media. We're also going to get into two new videos that we've launched at our YouTube channel for maximum effect that we need to go mega viral to everyone. I'm going to play those later in the transmission today. And one of them has the headline, Vaccine Deaths. Vaccine Deaths. And, in fact, we'll just go to Infowars.com right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and we'll pull that up for people. It's Vaccine Death Cover-Up Implodes Worldwide. And that, of course, hooks into the report we put out 2 days ago. And thanks to you, it was the number one Google search term. Vaccine deaths was the number one search term. Well, now we have a video set to go mega viral that will save lives. If you send it out to everyone you know, post it on your Facebook, your MySpace, if you Twitter it out, please get Vaccine Death Cover-Up Implodes Worldwide. It is a 10-minute video. It breaks everything down in detail, admitting all over the world, from Australia to India to Finland to many other nations, they are admitting brain damage, epilepsy, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, deaths, and suspending it. The problem is they're back with another H1N1. We've got to get this word out. And then finally, will Machete release spark racial violence? I haven't commented on Machete in several months. It's set to come out Friday. We've learned some very serious news concerning that. That is all coming up today. And we'll also get into Sarah Palin now going to Iowa. Clearly, she is getting ready to run for president. And we'll be discussing that as well. But right now, as promised, I said I'd get to some calls in this segment. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, thanks for holding.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to talk with you this morning. Just a quick question that I wanted to kind of ask you in light of Barack Obama's speech last night with regards to bringing the troops home, quote-unquote, from Iraq. I was reading this morning Ron Paul's answer to that. And what I want to try to get the main point I want to try to get across to people who I reach out to, I try to wake up, is the difference between a legitimate declaration of war and what we have with these phony wars, including Vietnam.
Yeah, they give them a blank check, even though the Constitution says Congress declares war and instructs the president in how to prosecute it and to carry it out. Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. Private banks run that now. And they now, since Korea, just issue a blank check to the president and the National Security Council.
Right. But what I want to know, or what I'm hoping maybe you can help me out with, is how can I explain the difference between a legitimate declaration of war and a authorization by Congress to use force, which is what we have in the case of Iraq?
Well, it's a fraud. We never had it until the 1950s with the Korean War. And they call them police actions, and it's under the United Nations, and it's unconstitutional. It is treason by the Congress. They should all be impeached, those that vote for it. And it turns the president into Julius Caesar. And that's why our founders said that you don't have the president being able to bring his troops into the country to deal with the citizens. That's Caesar crossing the Rubicon. And expanding on that, you don't allow the Caesar to declare a war or to prosecute a war. Only the Roman Senate can levy war. Because if you let the Caesar do that, you live in a dictatorship. And now it's a dictatorship of the office of the president, controlled by these offshore interests. But yes, Ron Paul has pointed out that there's 50,000 plus U.S. troops 150,000 contractors. So they took some troops out, sent some home, sent some to Afghanistan, sent more troops to Afghanistan, hired more contractors in both countries. It's all CIA run. It's all smoke and mirrors. And Obama says mission accomplished, like Bush said 7.5 years ago on the deck of that aircraft carrier, Jeff.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds, so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Okay, I hope I answered the last caller's question, but I did intend to get into that later in the broadcast. Bush walking around in his codpiece in his fighter pilot outfit and then declaring military operations are over. It's the same thing with Obama. He said he would bring all the troops home immediately. Then it was a year. Then it was 18 months. And now that's not all the troops home immediately. And they've built permanent bases there. They've trained the Iraqi military. They've brought in hundreds of thousands of contractors. It's a fully occupied nation. And many of the political parties in Iraq are on their own television stations and newspapers saying, look, leave. You've put in a total infrastructure. You've got snatch and grab squads running around killing people. Get out of here. So the model of paramilitary contractor control that Iraq is under is the same top secret USA spy takeover, covert takeover, shadow takeover that we're under here. Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, you're on the air. Oh, he went to Jeff. I thought he was still there. Okay, Bobby in California.
Yeah, people need to be outraged at the fact that retail workers have been found to have, on average, 30% more BPA in their system due to dealing with BPA receipts all day.
Yeah, I saw that in Reuters. In fact, I meant to cover that a few days ago, that retail workers have higher levels of BPA, and they say, according to, in fact, print these up. I don't want to just say they say that even light exposure to BPA in receipts is sterilizing and reducing men's fertility. It can either reduce fertility or completely sterilize you. And I did see that report, I believe it was even in the Statesman this weekend, about BPA hurting retail workers. And there's no reason the printer ink has to have that in it. And to show how I'm conditioned to just accept this, we need to go look at the printer ink we're using and find out if this is BPA. Because I'm touching this stuff every day in here. And I'm trying to drink my Topo Chico Mexican mineral water that is in, you know, good glass container and tastes delicious to stay away from bisphenol A that's, of course, in the receipts. But maybe I'm getting a type of printer ink that has it as well. My God, this stuff's everywhere. I'm sorry, Bobby. Please continue about where did you see that report about the bisphenol A?
Seen in a couple. I think that was on one of the Yahoo News, but it was, you know, when all the when it showed all the store, you know, one study showed 40% of store receipts have BPA, but another study showed 80%, and the majority of the thermal printed receipts, the ones that if you make let's say you take a coin and make a line, it makes a black mark, the majority of those have BPA. They're just covered with it, and Whole Foods was able to switch in the last month, many of their store, they ordered BPA-free receipts due to the outrage, and all other stores can do that too. All they have to do is order BPA-free, you know, thermal paper. That's all they have to do.
Yeah, here's an ABC News one. Study finds high BPA levels on store receipts. I mean, we've been covering that the last few months. The issue that I saw in the paper was that they did blood tests on workers and found it was just way higher than what it was in the general public. But again, what have I been saying for at least a decade? Because I read the globalist documents. I just covered Rockefeller documents in the last 2 weeks here. That they knowingly, of thousands of different plastic formulas, thousands, they chose bisphenol A to be widely adopted and promoted to do this. It's in our food packaging. It's in the lining of tin cans. The aluminum cans, it's in everything, and that's why men are so feminine. And that's why women are, and of course they admit in the studies, breast cancer, obesity in women, it makes women really robust with just wild levels of estrogen, which then gives them breast cancer. And then it makes the men effeminate. And it's all part of the admitted plan where they said we'll put things in products and water and food to reduce fertility in men and make them passive. And anything else you want to add about this, Bobby?
Yeah, if people go to YouTube and type in BPA contaminating our food, they'll see a Fox News report, and they'll watch how the chemist completely freaks out that they're putting a sex hormone in the food, and he has his whole family drinking out of glass. And it's just every chemist that studies this, their whole family drinks out of glass. I mean, because they find just tiny amounts, you know, it's like having an estrogen pill every day.
Well, it bioaccumulates, and I appreciate your call. And also, they've been telling everybody, oh, drink soy products. Now, there are types of organic soy where they basically prepare it properly, where it doesn't have massive levels of plant sterols that are estrogen mimickers. But even in normal soy, there's a reason that there's that cliche of Asian men you know, not being as big or robust or a little more effeminate. But you take Asians and put them in the United States, start feeding them meat and stuff, they're like 7 feet tall. It's because they've been eating it for thousands of years. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your phone calls in a moment. And when I start the second hour, I'm going to spend about 30 minutes on news. Then G. Edward Griffin is going to join us on the fact that Ron Paul wants to not just audit the Federal Reserve, but audit Fort Knox and other gold depositories. This is a very dangerous, bold move. This could bring the globalists down. I mean, how are they going to get on the news and say, oh, you're not allowed to look at the gold? No. No. Extremist. No one. Congress is not allowed to audit the gold. You just trust us private banks with it. We all, of course, know they've already stolen it. They won't allow that because they're total mafia crooks, and they get away with anything. In 1913, the Federal Reserve took the nation's finances over. Since then, in the last 97 years, they've been expanding their stranglehold. And in 1933, Roosevelt got up on the radio and said, look, you turn your gold in, we're going to give you paper. And then they gave it to the private banks, and they swindled it. Then they took even more gold from the citizens and put it in these gold depositories. And then they stole that. They're a pack of criminals. You think they just stole $28 trillion and that was the first time they'd stolen something with derivatives and the Glass-Steagall being overturned? They, in their new Federal Reserve Act that they just passed, they got power over the entire economy, and no one can criminally investigate them. Now, you can claim you're God and have somebody pass a law saying that. It doesn't make you God. These guys have revealed who they are. We're going to defeat them. So that's coming up, and I want to continue with your phone calls. But before we go any further here, I want to tell you about a new sponsor. Very excited to tell you about this new sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field. It's Safe Castle, LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro. prepared.pro. You can also get to their store at prisonplanet.com, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the business for almost 10 years. They are fond of saying that they are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They basically can sell you armored areas for your house. They got a whole bunch of great stuff. Check it out. They sell everything you need to be more prepared for what's coming down the road, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them that I sent you. It's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Of course, the government's all armed to the teeth and hardening themselves against us. Then they say you're a kook if you tried to be prepared for you and your family. They say don't have any storable food, don't have any guns, just drink lithium-laced Prozac water and worship government and watch 10 hours of TV a day and take mercury-filled shots and convulsions are good and brain damage is good and cancer at 15 is good and IQ's plummeting by upwards of 20 points in the U.S. is good, and it's all wonderful. Speaking of preparedness, eFoodsDirect.com, you'll never stand on a bread line if you own your own bread. They're wonderful folks, and for the next month, they are running the special where you buy three, get one free of all their different great food lines, all grown here in the United States except for their bananas, because those won't really grow here. It's all super high quality, super good prices. And food prices are going up, so this is the last time they're going to be able to offer this before prices go up. So eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And again, it's eFoodsDirect.com. Check them out today and get prepared for all the uncertainty that is expanding here in the United States and worldwide. Okay. I'm going to go to your calls quickly now, and I want to get quick comments from each person and move forward. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello. As the late, great Tip O'Neill quipped, all politics are local. And for anybody to think that we can vote these bums out that allows these corporations to author all this legislation and they sit on their hands for the people's business, has got their head in the sand. There's no electronic voting record. You don't know who you voted for. Like I say, they're absolutely in control.
And when Houston got caught engaged in fraud, they just firebombed the giant facility with all the voting machines and ballots and records, and that's just how it works. That's how the mafia rolls.
That's right. And see, so these boys are all local, like he said. They have satellite offices in each district where they originate from. And people need to go down to these offices and have a protest, peaceful protest, 2 to 3 persons at a time. We have 5 here in my district.
And, well, see, instead, everybody's going to get into the pageant of Obama, who's going to save us and have 60% voter turnout, or the pageant of the little beauty queen up there flashing her cleavage at everyone, Sarah Palin wearing leather dominatrix outfits, and they'll all obsess over it, and oh, there'll be a big battle, and then we'll have 8% turnout locally, and the mafia will still control things. Or we could take our states, our sheriffs, our counties back, and we could rout them town by town, just like it was Iwo Jima, taking every square inch of that rock. We're going to have to rout them out at point-blank range. You're absolutely right, going to all their town halls, all their meetings. But Republicans were being booed a year ago, a year and a half ago, by the Tea Party everywhere. Ron Paul, true constitutionalist. So the left came out and said, oh, my gosh, it's right-wingers that run it. They're only protesting Democrats. To work with the Republicans in the hoax that all opposition is Republican, so the Tea Party Express and Dick Armey and Sarah Bam Bam Palin and Glenn Cokehead Beck and all of them could come rushing in to run their operation and now lead the opposition right into a rat hole, just like Obama did, and the suckers are going to love it. All these old Republicans are going to sit there licking their lips, looking at Sarah Palin in her little hooker boots and her little hooker outfits, just drooling over her, and they love slavery, and they're going to lose everything they got, and they're going to love it. And they're going to love the new wars the Republicans launch, and they're going to love it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I will finish up in closing and say we are at an absolute economic standstill in this country. And if 3 to 4 weeks, I don't know if we're going to have a country left saving, Alex.
Doesn't matter. Sarah Palin's in Iowa. She's going to save us. Henry Kissinger completely controls her. She's wonderful. She's going to save us.
Yes.
And have you seen her? She wears dominatrix outfits. They like her. It's over.
I can't see her very long because that screeching voice of hers drives me up the wall. So how they're running her, I have no idea. But, Alex, I thank you for the time. But, people, get out of your houses because you ain't going to have a house left if you don't. Thank you.
God bless you. Great points, Steve. And what he said is completely central to everything. If you don't wake up that they control the Republicans and Democrats at the highest levels, it's over. Okay? The Republicans have better rhetoric. At least until the last few years, you know, suddenly we saw the Republican leadership get behind cap and trade until patriots exposed it. Now they're kind of on the fence. And you see them expanding government, expanding wars. I mean, we're going bankrupt. You could take all the welfare checks away from the welfare queens, and that wouldn't put a dent, even a nick, in how in debt we are with the $2 trillion a year in defense spending. It's $1 trillion, $100 billion on budget, another $800 billion or so in supplemental, and then another $800 billion or so in black ops that we know about in intelligence funding. So what's $1.9 trillion and $800 trillion? $2.7 trillion, excuse me. $2.7 trillion a year. And every time I read articles, it's the Pentagon says they may have to preemptively strike the internet to protect the web and preemptive attacks to defend America. Defend America? These are globalists that run our military. Have you figured that out yet, that they want to end this country? And that they got the average person in the military going along with all this thinking they're fighting for the red, white, and blue. And while you're at football games crying when they run up the American flag and the fat lady sings the national anthem, that what America really is, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the free market, had its throat slit a long time ago and bled out down the road. It's a dead corpse down the road with maggots coming out of it. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. We can restore the Republic, but it isn't going to be restored by Fox News that told us how good it would be to get rid of Glass-Steagall and have derivatives, that told us how great the Federal Reserve was, that told us we shouldn't audit the Fed, that told us the banker bailout was good, O'Reilly, Beck, all of them. By the way, people are saying, well, Beck has apologized for being for the banker bailout. Oh, really? Every time I tune in, he's promoting a VAT tax on top of the income tax. And fair taxes, it's just going to be a new federal tax. They're not going to get rid of the other ones. I told you 12 years ago that was the Republican plan. I mean, if you think a new tax on top of other taxes, and if you think $2.7 trillion in defense spending is good, and you think the Republicans with George W. Bush trying to open the borders up, I mean, if you think all that's good, you think O'Reilly promoting global warming's good, and Newt Gingrich promoting it, and who's the head of the 700 Club? Pat Robertson telling you global warming's real? I mean, if you think these people are going to save you, well, then good. You might as well go lick Obama's boots. I had to sit here and tell all you idiot liberals that Obama was going to sit there and lie to you and going to hire lobbyists and continue banker bailouts and continue deindustrialization and continue all of this. And I read the health care bill written by the insurance companies, owned by the banks, to raise your taxes, make 30 million people get insurance, and then lower the standard of care, cut Medicaid and Medicare, and you said, shut up, Republican, and stuck your thumb in your mouth, part of the left-right paradigm, and now you're finding out you're not going to get care. Now you're finding out it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Now you're finding out there are death panels. And it's going to be the same thing with all you neocon supporters. The neocons have listened to my show, repackaged themselves as patriots. You don't think Fox News notices when PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are bigger than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck's sites combined? You don't think that doesn't scare them? And so they come along with their hundreds of millions of dollars next to our couple million a year to fund what we're doing. They come along with their hundreds of millions just on Beck alone, and they sit there and deploy him against you. And they're already lining up Sarah Palin to be president. By the way, I could already see this happening the last few months in her dominatrix outfits, psychologically designed to get all the old blue-haired Republican men to, well, you know, to do you know what while they watch her on TV. They like to be whipped and beaten. They like to be robbed. They like to be scammed. And Sarah Palin's going to do it for them. They're getting her ready as their new dominatrix. And in this sickening psychological joke, and it's going to be just like Obama with the liberals when they're bought and paid for by the same interest. And one of my employees is, you know, did work for MTV and some other folks. He hadn't written the article yet. He says he's going public with it, but I don't want to get into it until he wants to talk about it. He may write an article today. But I knew he was going last week to visit friends and family in Los Angeles. He got invited to a Hollywood party. There were some top, you know, we're talking guys that have been in the business 40 years, top music producers and movie producers there. And they were laughing. Yeah, we put Obama in to destroy all hope and create racial division and to continue the left-right paradigm to keep people in the box. And this went on for hours. And you know, they were, you know, the fellow here in the office was saying, "I can't believe you're like this." And they said, "Hey, that's how we win." They said, "It's all eugenics. It's all environmental takeover. Now we're going to put in Sarah Palin to really bring in the tyranny, and you know, and that terror is coming to America." And that everybody's going to learn the power of the New World Order. And that's how it is in Hollywood. Either the people are totally awake because they're around these psychopaths, or they're involved in it. And so Sarah Palin's being lined up. You know, the lady that endorses John McCain, the lady who says that Henry Kissinger's her mentor, and yeah, she poses with a rifle. And she wears dominatrix outfits, so everything must be okay. In fact, if you can find a full shot of her, it's, you know, with the motorcycle boots and the kind of the Nazi boots and the rest of it. And, hey, people sell their families out, their future out for a slick Harvard lawyer reading off a teleprompter. They'll do it for a beauty queen tart. I mean, they'll do it. And Americans like to be suckered. It's an enjoyment. And don't worry, you're going to lose everything you got. And, you know, I got these idiot Democrats sending me emails going, "Look, Obama kept a promise. Sure, he hired nothing but lobbyists, continued tortures, and expanded other wars. And sure, he did the banker bailout, and the health care thing is a scam, but he did end the war." Oh, yeah, just like Bush did 7.5 years ago up there in the aviator codpiece outfit. You mean that? I mean, it's all theater with bad actors. And he said, "Military operations are over." What did Obama say last night? "Military operations are now over." 50,000 troops, they renamed combat brigades, combat assistance brigades, doing the exact same job with 150,000 contractors upped by 50,000. They pulled 50,000 troops out and put 50,000 more contractors, paid double, triple, or quadruple what the troops are. They're just troops that became contractors. Unaccountable to Congress or anybody, and Obama gets up there and tells you he's a big peacenik. All right, let's go back to your calls. Joe in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing? It's been a while since I talked to you last. I just want to thank you again for all the legwork you do and just getting the information out and just basically helping the American people become educated, which we talked about last time I talked to you. But a couple of things I just wanted to talk about. One is that the I want to talk to you about is, like, about the inoculations and the sterilizations and all that. The thing I have a hard time understanding is every college university mandates that you have to take vaccinations in order to actually attend the classes. Now, I find that to be a little bit worrisome because we're learning so much now about how these vaccinations that are supposed to help us are, in fact, giving us convulsions and mental diseases and all such.
But that is helping you. The UN openly says reductions in IQ is a cognitive enhancement, making you submit, soft killing you, damaging you is a loving thing they give you. And, I mean, they actually say this, but remember, it's lies within lies. That's another fraud. There is no law that you have to take a vaccine to go to college. It is a policy that they tell you is a law, but by law, they have to give you a vaccine waiver form. Let me expand. They tried to make nurses and police take it nationwide last year. Most of them said no, over 95%. That imploded. They lied and said everybody had to take Gardasil. Then they'll lie, and I've heard Dr. Dina Dell say this, syndicated radio host, that we should criminally charge or sue anyone that doesn't take vaccines because you're going to make other people sick. Now, wait a minute. If somebody else has taken the vaccine that protects them, how then do I give them the flu if they've had the shot? Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Joe, and then go to Rich, Dorothy, Tim, and Mike at least before I get into the big news blitz. Stay with us. We'll be right back. G.O. Griffin's coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
A Okay, I'm going back to your calls in a moment. I want to put a plug in here that each new special we do concurrently is the most popular we've ever done, and I know why. We're slashing prices down to nothing in the info war because my main mission is to get this material out, period. We're running a special until next week where you can get five of my films or films I've produced or films that I appear in for $9.95. I consulted on how Weed Won the West, exposing government narcotics trafficking, how they control the system, very important documentary. I bought these for like $6 a piece from Kevin Booth. I'm selling five for $9.95. Okay, I'm losing money on this. The five films you get, How Weed Won the West, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, American Dictators, documenting how they staged the left-right paradigm. Alex Jones Presents Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo, a documentary in its own right. Incredible info. People see this and say, man, why didn't I get it before? And what I think is probably the most informative 9/11 film out there, that's really almost a video version of Synthetic Terror by Tarpley. It's similar. Really shows how the globalists staged 9/11 and how they control the radical Muslims. Fabled Enemies. Five films, $9.95. Now, I'm going to tell you something. American Dictators is about to sell out. We may not even go back into print on these. So, if you want this combo special, you better do it soon. Because I don't know if I'm just going to pull it in the next few days or whether I'm going to add another video into the five, like Truth Rising or Road to Tyranny. So if you want to take advantage of this, it may go away in just the next few days. I'm not sure. It'll definitely be gone in the next week. Five films, $9.95, Infowars.com. In the hardcover, you know, cases with the expanded extras, $9.95. You can also download all my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch the live version of the radio show and living video television production, multicast. You can also get the T-shirts, the books, my latest films, Jason Burmes' great film, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, is so important. They're all discounted at Infowars.com or ask about specials when you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we're not funded by Fox News or the Ford Foundation Robert Rodriguez and people like Glenn Beck. Oh, you didn't know this Machete movie's put out by Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the number two shareholder in Fox is the Sheikh who is funding the mosque, and the Rockefellers are funding the rest of it. I mean, they just fund everything. They fund the radical Muslims. They fund the La Reconquistas. They fund Robert Rodriguez because they want us all at each other's throats so they can prance around and be our saviors with the dominatrix, Sarah Palin. All right, finishing up, we were talking to Joe in Florida about the vaccine. Sir, there is no law that you've got to take it, but they get federal funds for every person they soft kill. Of course, they don't know that they're soft killed themselves, but they get federal funds. They know about that. So you tell them, give me the waiver, the conscientious or religious objector. I don't have to take that shot. Don't discriminate against me. Okay, so you tell them that, Joe. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and also I just also wanted to point out, too, that during the whole Obama running for president, when he was gaining all that, you know, notoriety and the popularity, the people, the think tanks that he had that helped him get elected to be president, he got rid of them. And he then replaced them with, I forget the name, but he was...
He replaced them with the Clinton people, and he replaced them with the Bush 43. I appreciate your call. Great points.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.